A $52 million national equipment replacement project has been handed over to the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital. The facelift will relieve patients of the struggle and unclean environment they are always confronted with at the hospital. At a ceremony, the Minister of Health, Sherry Aiti, advised the management to inculcate the maintenance culture to prolong their usage. Linda Goji and Miriam Foster Tete have filed this report.
The departments which received the facelift are the catering and laundry, mammography and dental units, the stroke ward and the pediatric theatre of the hospital. These departments hitherto were using obsolete equipment which impeded the hospital's work as some were forced to shut down. The Minister of Health, Madam Sherry Aiti, advised management of the hospital to use revenue which would be derived from the use of the equipment to maintain the departments.
We have handed these equipment to the Kwalibu administration. I think that the next program that we need to do is to put in place a very comprehensive maintenance program, because investing $52 million is not a small amount of money. We must do massive investment also on the infrastructure. Very soon, we mobilize the resources so that we can change the face of Kwalibu Teaching Hospital into a modern, specialized hospital.
The acting chief executive of the hospital, Reverend Albert Butri, gave the assurance that the hospital will set up systems to properly take care of the equipment. He also noted that the rehabilitated and re-equipped pediatric theater will reduce waiting time for children due for surgery. The $52 million project was undertaken by the Ministry of Health with support from Bell Star Development Company and the Overseas Private Investment Corporation.
Linda Goji and Miriam Foster Tete's report.